Hi Jessica.
Jess. Jessica, hello.
Hi.
Firstly, you're so pretty. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Like, love talking to you. Hello.
It's actually a good combination with you and Chris Hemsworth. We follow your love story in The Huntsman. That must have been pretty good fun.
Thanks. It was great fun. I mean, this whole cast is really amazing. And I will say, I think I laughed more on this set than any other film I've been on. It was just a blast every day.
Wicked. Hey, before, because there's some really sexy love scenes with our Chris in there. Before you do a scene like that, do you have a chat with your partner about what's going to happen that day at work?
No, absolutely not. Oh, gosh, that would make it so awkward.
Really?
No. Yeah, no, I kind of like to, I mean, before they see the movie, I tell them, or sometimes if I get a script, you know, I'll say, by the way, I'm going to go do this movie and there's, you know, there's a love scene or whatever. But also, my partner, he's really cool. He doesn't get jealous. So, but it would just be awkward to be bye, honey, I'm going to go make out with Chris Hemsworth.
but isn't it awkward when you're sitting watching, because you've got to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my new release, you know, The Huntsman, let's check it out. And then you're watching it without knowing what's coming.
Because what if he turns around and goes, you don't kiss me like you kiss him?
I'm like, I'm acting, darling.
So, Jess, we talk about you have, you know, the relationship and, you know, love scenes and stuff like that. But what about when you were kicking his butt? That must have been good fun as well, you know? You got the karate stuff going.
It was amazing. I mean, I wonder how Chris felt having his butt kicked by a ringer.
Yeah.
Great use of the term ringer. Yeah, well done, Jess. Yeah.
Did you only just learn that recently, the term?
Yeah, I did. I did. And I'm actually going to use it on Chris very soon. I've been practicing. Ringer.
That's it.
That's better.
Yeah.
That's great.
Nice work, by the way. what about the archery scenes? Are you proficient with the bow and arrow now? Because we know that a few years ago, Gina Davis learnt to shoot the bow and arrow for a movie.
Oh, did she?
And she then really tried out for the American archery team. Is that in your future, Jess?
Oh, probably not. I mean, I loved doing it. I just don't know where I would have the time to be on the American archery scene.
Like, it's an Olympic year. It's not too late
Rio's
to make the team for
the
Rio.
I really did enjoy it. I did a lot of training for this movie. I did 2 weeks in New York and then 3 weeks in London. And they just hooked me up with the best coaches. And I had a lot of fun.
You know what? Anyone that's going to see this movie, it is better than the first one. This sequel kicks the first one's ass, I have to tell you right
thanks,
now.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
That makes me feel good. Yes.
Obviously, because
the first one.
Yeah,
so
that's right. I mean, that's why, clearly.
And there was really little cute things in there, like the flirting scenes between the dwarfs.
Yeah, aww. So funny.
I
want to be friends with
them. I think this movie is so much about love.
Isn't
you know?
It?
Yeah.
And you see it between everyone. There's just love all over this film and humor. It's so funny, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jess, you've been touring all around the place. I saw recent photos of you in Singapore just the other day.
Yeah. I'm still here, man.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Well, how the hell are you? You said now your favorite fruit is durian.
Have you ever tried it?
It stinks. I can't even get near it. It stinks.
Like, you can't even take it on the train in Singapore. It stinks so much.
Do you like blue cheese?
Yeah, I like it.
But not
I
in your fruit. Because there's a photo of you on Instagram. You're wearing a glove. So
yeah,
that's
what's
like,
with
that,
the glove?
That's so your hand
doesn't
stink.
Well, to be honest, I've never worn a glove when I've eaten durian. It's just they were passing them out at the restaurant. So everyone that was with me, we all put on a glove. And I thought, okay, maybe my friends don't want me to smell like durian all day. But so I thought I'd be respectful to them. But I spent about 4 months in Thailand a while ago, and I fell in love with the fruit. I think it's delicious, and it's very, very healthy, which makes me like it even more.
Wow.
What would you say it tastes like?
Yeah, it's a mix between, I know this is going to sound disgusting, but it's actually good. It's a mix between garlic, onion, avocado, and pineapple.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Exactly. I've been after that for years.
And all while smelling like a pair of rotten underwear.
Oh, wow. You should be the advertising campaign for durian, I reckon, Jess.
Delicious.
Wow.
Now, in this film, they keep referring to the mirror, Jessica. The mirror doesn't look like a mirror. Don't you think it looks like a wok?
Or a shield.
Yeah,
Ravenna should just flip it over and like make her dinner in it.
That's my point. I was waiting for Emily Blunt to cook a stir fry. And it just wasn't happening. I do like discovering things about films, and I don't want to give the plot away, but I found out that if anything negative in a film happens to Emily Blunt, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can't handle Emily Blunt being mean.
I don't like Emily Blunt being sad either. I don't like it.
I know. I agree with you guys. She is one of the best people I have ever met.
I just want her to be happy.
I think she's a great actress, but she's an even better person, and she's so fun. And yeah, I don't want anything bad to ever happen to her.
Knowing that about her, she is obviously acting hard in this movie because she is mean and sad all at the same time.
I know. That's so wonderful about, I think, how she played the role because she's doing terrible, terrible things. And yet you also feel this empathy for her.
Yeah,
and yet,
absolutely.
She doesn't seem to age because at the start of the movie you're a little girl and then you're an adult and Emily Blunt looks the same. It's amazing.
Oh, the power.
Yeah, it's moisturiser, isn't it? That's the key. A good moisturiser.
No, what it is classic Hollywood.
Yes.
Hey, Jess, you just said a minute ago you spent 4 months in Thailand. Were you working on another project there or were you taking some time, a bit of eat, pray, love type of thing?
It was the beginning of my career, and I was in a TV movie. I was a poor man's Keira Knightley. We did a pirate movie in Thailand.
Yes. A pirate movie,
Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
You are underselling yourself.
4 months. How did that go? I mean, that's a long time in any country.
Oh my gosh, I was so excited. One of the actors laughed at me because I guess, you know, I had jet lag, and the first day I arrived, I just, you know, the sun was rising, and I got out of the hotel, and I ran out into the ocean, and I was so excited to be there. I guess I just, had my hands in the air, and they're looking at me from the window going, who is this girl from California, this hippie chick, praying to the sun god?
What's up with the ranger?
What's going on?
Exactly.
She's crazy. The girl's crazy. I'm really glad we got a chance to speak to you, Jess, because this has puzzled us ever since we saw the film originally, and we've needed to speak to someone in it so they can explain it to us. Can you explain what happened at the end of Interstellar when Matthew McConaughey was in the bookcase? Because we've watched it and it still puzzles us.
We constantly ask why.
Well, this is a really long discussion, which I don't know.
I can tell you
there is a book that Kip Thorne wrote, who was our producer and consultant, and he's a leading theoretical physicist.
Yes.
He wrote a book called The Science of Interstellar.
Yes.
And so that sequence is explained.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So we need to know how we all possibly may end up in a bookcase.
And is there a reason it's a bookcase? So could it not have been the laundry cupboard, for example?
It could have been. I think it could have been of anything of significance.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't read books, and I'm going to read that explanation.
There you go.
You are brilliant, Jessica Chastain.
And you are brilliant in The Huntsman Winter's War as well. It's been great to catch up. You are now officially our favourite ranger.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
Top of the pops,
you
Jess.
You just knocked Ed Sheeran off his post. That's exciting.
Thanks. I did.
Thanks, Jessica.
See you, honey.